Eve has many sisters. Where men struggle with fleshly imaginations, we women give ourselves over to emotional imaginations and create a world of hurt for ourselves and those around us. Satan goes after the man directly, offering him pleasure, power, or glory, just as he did with Jesus during his desert temptation experience. But Satan goes after us ladies as he went after Eve, with subtlety. The tempter asked Eve a question designed to stir her imaginations into supposing that God did not have the best of intentions for her. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Genesis 3:1. Satan was leading Eve to question God's motives. He went on to imply that God was keeping something from her. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Genesis 3:5. Eve was deceived through her runaway imaginations. The root of her sin was doubting God's good will toward her. Eve, today, has many sisters. We still doubt the one in authority over us, and imagine that he does not intend good for us. Like Eve, we imagine that we can disobey the authority of God's word and of our husband's word because we imagine that we have a higher purpose, to be more spiritual. We have been tricked into believing that our husbands have committed offenses against us, all the while thinking that we are more spiritual because of the insights we have. We all agree that any man who lives in a lustful daydream is a godless man. And I say to you readers that any woman who lives on the edge, expecting to be offended and believing ill will on every hand, that woman is living in vain imaginations and is a godless woman. It is time to get yourself under God's ordained authority. Believe God. Believe the best of your husband, your neighbors, your church, your family, etc., and get on with the blessings and joy of life and marriage. Judy, our queen for the day, has stepped out of being a broken record and has played in her mind those things she is thankful for. God speaks in Philippians 4:8, Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. In the letter above, Judy got over her mad wife disease before her son became infected with it. The little boy honors his dad because his mother honors him. Someday that little boy will grow up to be a man. As he grows up, he will discover that his dad had faults, and he will forgive them as his mother has done. When he is grown and can see the whole picture, he will know that his mom is one of the finest ladies on earth. He will rise up and call her blessed. Someday her husband may grow out of his foolish, lustful stupidity. And if he does, he too will treasure her. She will have earned his love and devotion because she reverenced him when there was little in him to honor. She loved him because God first loved her. I would guess that the day Judy held the number one daddy sign high in the air, both the angels of heaven and the demons on earth were dumbfounded at the forgiveness and love found in the heart of this weak little lady and mother. It was the kind of miracle that proves there is a God on high. I am sure her husband also felt a lump in his throat to see not only her forgiveness, but the honor she bestowed on him. There can be no greater love and no greater inducement to repentance. Not one of us honestly thinks Judy's husband deserved her reverence, or her love for that matter. He is a first-class worm and deserves to sleep alone in an alley under a cardboard box. But God has called us to a higher plane. It is on this higher plane that we discover the wonder of life, of love, and of forgiveness. And it is the place where we will come to be cherished. Few men are able to continue being angry, lustful, and selfish in the face of such a strong force as being reverenced.